The next patient is Sid. Linda Hackett. The last name is H-A-C-K-E-T-T. First name, Linda, L-Y-N-D-A. Clinical case of a 79-year-old by female that is a patient of Dr. Cordova that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3. In 1995, the patient was diagnosed with diabetes, hypertension. She had stroke syndrome, hyperlipidemia, and hypothyroidism. Period. She knows of the CKD stage 3 for a long time. The retroperitoneal ultrasound shows cortical thinning and hyperechogenicity. Period. The Doppler ultrasound of the renal arteries failed to show the presence of arterial hypertension, of renal artery stenosis. Failed to show the presence of renal artery stenosis. Period. The patient didn't have any evidence of proteinuria. Today, she comes with the serum creatinine that is 1.3, the BUN is 36, the estimated GFR is 40. There is no activity in the urinary segment, and the patient doesn't have any proteinuria. Following number, type 2 diabetes with hemoglobin A1C of 7.3. Following number, hypothyroidism that was evaluated during these lab tests that were done on April the 2nd of 2024, a TSH of 3, T3 is 183, and T4 is 1.3. Following number, hyperlipidemia. With cholesterol of 152, the triglycerides are 81, the HDL cholesterol is 70, and the LDL cholesterol is 65. Following number, the patient has a history of stroke in the past. Following number, hypertension that is under control, the blood pressure reading 120 over 80. Following number, anemia that has been present for a long time. However, during the next assessment, we are going to check the iron. The patient is in stable condition. We're going to reevaluate in 6 months.